I'm going to ask Heidi if she'd come and read to us from 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6 to 15.
2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 to 15. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor, their righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourselves, others will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift.
Okay, I just want to think about what we can learn from that story of stone soup and what we were reading about with Heidi earlier on. And the first thing that we need to do is to learn to be thankful, isn't it? Because we're very blessed where we live. And I would be very surprised if anybody here was going to go hungry today. But harvest is about saying that God is the one who gave us everything. In Genesis, we read, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And everything that we have to eat, and where we live, and what we wear, everything is not ultimately from Marks and Spencer's or Tesco's. It is from God. And so we celebrate God's gift to us. And it's right for us to worship our Creator as we've done with Di, and not to take those things for granted. In days gone by, it was much more hands-on, wasn't it, Harvest Festival? Because people were actually involved in gathering the harvest. But now, it's kind of everything comes in week by week, and generally it's on the shelves, although it might run out if the lorry drivers are going the way they are. And we might not get everything we want at Christmas, but I doubt we're even going to go through Christmas without food to eat. So we need to be grateful. And secondly, as I can see you've been today, we need to learn to be generous. And the stone soup story shows how people, if they're generous, even with the small amount that they can give, that can be contagious, so that everyone else gives a little, and in that way the need is met. And that passage in Corinthians encouraged us to a spirit of generosity, to share our resources together. Can you imagine living in a country without the National Health Service like we have? And all the benefits that we can have? Well, the early church provided a secure place where everyone in the church looked after each other, so that if one was in need, it was met by the others. We tend to be very sort of selfish, don't we? And very individualistic. But we have the opportunity within the church and in our community to be different. And where we have an abundance, we can give some of that overflow to help the food bank, to give to others in an act of generosity. And so we need not just to think kindness, we need to be practical, don't we, in our generosity. And the principle of the harvest is an obvious one, that the farmer who sows sparingly will reap a small harvest. If you don't put the seed in the ground, then you're not going to get a good harvest. And to some extent, the amount of harvest that we get depends on what we're willing to sow in our lives. It's ultimately God who controls the outcome. We know that. Just as he sends the rain and he sends the sunshine and he causes things to grow. But he does expect us to do our part, doesn't he? He does expect us to sow the seed. And then we can hope that we will receive in return. And it actually costs to sow, doesn't it? It costs a farmer to sow. And he might think, oh, really? Do I want to spend that many £1,000 on seed to put in my field? Because it's costing me money to sow that seed, and I'm putting it in the ground. It seems a strange thing to bury your money, doesn't it, in the ground? But you need to sow in order for there to be a harvest. It can seem at first as though it's a loss, but actually it's an investment, isn't it? It's putting something in that we will see a return on in the end. So let's make the choice to be sowers, to invest our time, our money, our prayers, our gifts, to help others and to serve God. And thirdly, cooperation. They worked together, didn't they, to make that soup. Everybody did their part. And every element was important to make that soup as a whole. And it's the same in the church. Every one of you is important to us as a church. I want you to know that. Every one of you is important to us and is important to God. And we need you all to bring your input so that God's church can grow. The most important seed that we can share is the seed of the good news of Jesus, isn't it? The good news that Jesus came to die for us, to forgive us our sins. And we need to share that with other people that we meet so that that good news of Jesus might take root in their hearts and their lives, that they might come to live and to follow him. That's the kind of harvest that God is really looking for, isn't it? To see his church grow as people love him and become followers themselves and learn to sit, serve, and to give. We can't lose by investing our lives for God. He always gives us much more back in return. After all, as we said at the beginning, he gave us his greatest gift, didn't he, of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's be generous on our part. Let's bring our blessings. Let's bring our response back to God. Whether that's money, as we have this offering today, or material, goods, food, whatever it be, let's give back to him who has given us so much. Let's be thankful, be generous, and let's work together to see God's harvest of hearts and souls in this church. Amen.